thank you for the introduction. As he said, my name is Aaron Sassman. I'm with Iowa State University, and I will be giving a presentation comparing the different soil productivity indices used in the states across the United States North Central region. So I'd like to start by providing a quick definition of what a soil productivity index is. It is the ranking of individual soils based upon their suitability for crop production. They have two uses. Their primary use is for agricultural land valuation for sale and assessment, as well as determining rental rates by cash crop renters, and also loan rates by federal financial agencies and state taxation rates. Their secondary uses are for on-farm decisions, such as determining the types of crops to grow, as well as management practices for their fields. And they can also be used for land determination, as in if a piece of property should be for agricultural use, put into pasture, or if it's more ideal for urban development. My presentations can be very history-driven here, but the concept of productivity indices in the United States really started with the development of the General Land Office in 1798. And in 1815, when the guidelines for the land surveyors were published, they put in there a quote that said that the surveyor was supposed to identify the quality of the soil in their field notebooks as they conducted their surveys. It was a very blanket and not precise method. So in 1836, they put out more precise guidelines on how these surveyors were supposed to identify the soils and rate them on a first, second, and third rate or unfit for cultivation. Again, there was no guidelines established as to what class, what determined a first rate over a second rate over a third rate. In 1909, Milton Whitney of the USDA Bureau of Soils established a grouping system based on a soil's productivity potential. It followed the same guidelines as the General Land Office premise was. It put soils into three agricultural ranks and one non-agricultural. After 1909, it was not seen again in soil surveys. And this kind of was the process until around World War II, when the USDA shifted from emphasis in establishing a soil productivity index to using broader land classification systems, similar to the land capability class today. In 1933, the United States government established the National Resource Board, and in response, the USDA created the first numerical system for determining a soil productivity rating. The soils were rated and further divided into productivity grades. Both the ratings and grades were on a scale of 1 to 10. And at this point, many states adopted this system and then modified it to fit their specific state. After 1940, use of soil productivity indices started to decline in favor of compiling yield data and making judgments on potential productivity based off the yield data. However, from 1940 until present, many of the states in the United States held on to soil productivity indices, and they specifically designed to address soil variations within each state, of their state. And in many cases, state legislatures by that time had mandated that soil productivity indices be used or reference when making agricultural land assessments. Currently, there are soil productivity indices are categorized into two categories. You have qualitative systems, which can be a short narrative of the soil suitability for crop production, or they can be a grouping of soils into classes or grades based upon agricultural suitability. The second category is a quantitative system, which is a numerical rating based on quantitative factors. And there are two types of methods that can be followed. You can have an inductive quantitative system, which is a rating based entirely on soil properties, or you can have a deductive, which is a rating based entirely on crop yield records. So just for a reference, we're here somewhere, right around in this area. The North Central region is this orange-brown region right here, compiling these 12 states. This is a table that lists all the 12 states, the name of their productivity index that is used by the state, the type, quantitative deductive, quantitative inductive, or qualitative, and then the year the system was created, adopted by the state through legislation, and the last time it was updated. In the case of Kansas and Minnesota, you have two different types of systems. Kansas uses the soil rating for plant growth in the eastern part of the state, which has more rainfall, while they use the Kansas Irrigated Productivity Index in the western part of the state, where the climate is more dry and irrigation is used more often. Minnesota historically has used the crop equivalency rating. However, in 2010, they developed the Crop Productivity Index, and they are in the middle of transitioning from the CER to the CPI, so not all counties in the state follow just the CPI or the CER. There's a combination depending on where you're at in the state. For the missing dates here, if it's missing in the creative or adopted, it's because I could not validate that information. If it's missing in the updated, for the case of, say, the KIPI here for Kansas, when it was created was the last time it was updated. Or if it's missing for, in the case of South Dakota, their state legislature actually contracted with South Dakota State University to create a new system. So they are in the middle of updating theirs. This table here, what I did is it's a very quick and I would almost say rudimentary table here of all the factors, soil properties, landscape properties used in each equation. If I tried to cover all of them, it'd probably be three slides by itself. So what we have here is the factors and then each state. And then what I did is I summed up the factors for which properties were used. As you can see, physical soil properties are used in 7 out of the 12 states, and profile characteristics were also heavily used for soil properties in 6 out of, so half the states. Landscape properties, 11 of the 12 states use slope. Erosion, 9. Flooding and ponding were 6. Drainage class were 5. And then we get down to climate, and climate is also that way as well. You can also see that 5 out of the 12 states use yield within their productivity index. And then what I did here is I picked 3 of the common taxonomic subgroups that are mapped or identified within the states in the North Central region. And then I tried to identify common series for those subgroups, and I wanted to get it across multiple states if they were mapped across multiple states to show a better comparison. So we have the subgroup, the series, the map unit, and then here is the PI rating, and this is the percent of maximum. And I did that for all of these. And one thing to point out is for this Timula, which is mapped in Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, and Wisconsin, you can see that they don't really correlate very well. And one reason for that is, one, what type of system do they use? So in the case of Wisconsin, they use a qualitative. So we can't really compare those, say, compared to Iowa. But the other thing I found is which factors, based off the previous table, were used in each state's equation. And the biggest one is if they use similar factors, how were those factors weighted in each equation? So Iowa, on a D slope, say, we might take 15 points off in the productivity rating, as an example. But in Illinois, they might only take 5 on a same slope. So those are that is why. So even in these typical capitals, which are all over the Midwest, we see quite a bit of variation even among the Monona series. So in conclusion, all the states within the United States North Central region use productivity indices in some way, shape, or form. Each productivity index is specific to their state, and I also found out that all the states do use soil survey, even though sometimes it may not seem that way, they do. However, what type of soil survey they use is different across the states. Some still rely heavily upon the paper versions, while some, in the case of Iowa, we rely heavily on web soil survey. And then others, it's an equal combination between the paper and web soil survey. The properties most used for calculating PIs, especially for soil properties, were physical and profile characteristics, while landscape properties were slope, erosion phase, flooding and ponding, drainage class, and climate. On a personal note, obtaining this information was actually very difficult. Productivity indices are outdated, and no available productivity values for soils being introduced as a result of USDA and NRCS major land resource area projects have been calculated. In the case of Iowa, we have had several series introduced to the state, and it's become very difficult for us to keep up with NRCS's annual updates. Many states do not provide productivity index data within the paper surveys or on web soil survey, so it took a lot of phone calls to get this information. I also received inconsistent information across partners of the cooperative soil survey within some of the states. My references, and I would be happy to take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Aaron?
Yes, boy.
Is your experience with the multi-county and multi-state reliance on the USDA soil survey make you begin to question the quality of inter-county, interstate correlation of the legends?
It did. It actually, considering what this information is used for, becomes very scary and how hard to find it. If I was a landowner and I could not access this information to validate against my taxes, I would be very scared, because that feeling of how did they come up with this with no paper trail whatsoever. Yes, so it became scary, and in the case of Minnesota and Michigan, not every county uses it. So some counties do, some counties don't. It's very inconsistent in some states, yes.
Question at the back, yes, sir.
So I'm not familiar with the soil productivity indices, but are they a general value that goes across all crops, and what sort of rankings would they receive? And then secondly, how is that compared to landscapability classification?
That's a very good question. So it depends on the state. So in Iowa, the corn suitability rating is specific to corn. However, in South Dakota, it's for wheat, and now they're starting to incorporate corn into it as well. So some states do calculate productivity indices for the major crop that is grown within their state. How does it compare to land capability class? Well, in some cases, it compares very closely. I believe if we go back. So in the case of South Dakota and Wisconsin, they actually use land capability class in theirs. Now, I believe Missouri also tries to, but what Missouri does is the reason I couldn't find any information for them is they do it on a per parcel basis. So they actually send an assessor out there, and they may look at the land capability class, or they may just look at the surface itself and see, okay, as they explained it to me, if it has stones on the surface, it gets reduced, say, a grade. because they do a qualitative rating in Missouri. So it's very subjective is what it comes down to.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.